Hi everyone, it's Editing Perla. Just wanted to hop on here and give a quick disclaimer that you'll see the podcast kind of skips to a whole different conversation in the middle of it. And that's because we had some technical difficulties and we lost all that audio and I couldn't recover it. So just wanted to put it out there. Please be patient with me as I'm learning how to record all of this. Other than that, enjoy the show.
You know what I thought would be a funny intro song?
Which one? Let me see.
For the PBJ show? Hold on. That's not it. That's
the Home Depot.
the ad. It is. That's what you knew that.
Yeah.
It is Home Depot. Hold on.
Yeah, the Home Depot.
We would get flagged.
There's a Home Depot show.
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Wait, 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 there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go! Peanut butter jelly!
Peanut butter jelly! Peanut butter jelly! Yeah, dude.
I don't know if that's copyrighted. I'll look into it.
Who knows?
But, yeah. Anyways.
Well, I got my 28 grams of protein in. What's up?
Oh, dang. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start this.
All right.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
My name is Perla. I am your host.
My name is Juan. I am also your host.
And we are PB&J here. It's our first episode. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And we're just here to fuck around, really. We don't have a plan.
Yeah, no plan.
Zero. No plan. We're just here to chat.
Yeah. We're going to chat about whatever it is you guys think is important, whatever you guys think is weird, or any questions you might have.
Little background in case you guys don't know us. This is my brother-in-law. He's married to my sister, Erica.
Hello.
And they both kind of helped raise me, so that's why I'm the favorite and I'm here. Just kidding. No, but yeah, so that's our relationship dynamic. He is the owner of NorCal Diesel. It's a diesel shop in Yuba City. And I'm not going to name the company, but I work for a pipe company and also work for NorCal Diesel. And I do a lot of other things. So
you work for a pipe company?
Yeah.
So you like sell pipe?
I sell pipe.
Hello, bud.
Hello. Hit me up for your piping needs. No. So, okay. We have a couple of topics. You want to go first?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. You want to talk about aliens? You want to talk about.
No.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff to talk. I mean, well, dude, did you see what happened yesterday? You knew I was gonna ask you that shit, huh?
It was in my notes. It was in my notes. Now we have to talk about aliens.
Now we have no.
Because that's remember yesterday we said if we have the same topic, then we have to talk about aliens.
Oh fuck. Okay. Then we have to. First, you want to talk about that topic?
Sure.
First.
We'll talk about that topic.
And then we talk about the aliens.
Okay.
Topic. All right. All right. So what? Did you see what happened?
Yeah, with Trump.
Yeah.
Almost getting assassinated on live TV.
Yeah, by some skinny-ass dude 150 yards away. How the hell does that even happen? How do they, like, even, like, I don't even, you know, you're, like, out there looking for bad guys, and you're the sniper, and all of a sudden you're just like, oh, that's just a skinny guy with a rifle. That's it. That's fine. We're good.
I thought he was on the roof.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I mean, that's
there,
what I mean.
There was, like, a guy who, like, heard, he was, like, under or whatever, and heard someone crawling on the roof.
Yeah.
And he went and told security.
Oh, yeah.
There's someone on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, about, he said 5 to 7 minutes before he actually shot. So they had like a few minutes before Trump getting shot at to like figure out who the fuck was on the roof.
Dang, dude. That's crazy.
Also, I think it was planned.
Why?
I think it was planned. I think it was part of some sort of like propaganda situation. Like
propaganda.
Like I think, yeah, I think they purposely, because dude, you missed. You know what I mean? Whether you got hired,
yeah, that's what,
and you're a trained like assassin.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you hire from Tino.
Oh. I'm just saying, like, how do you? That's your one time shot, and you miss.
Hey, that's what happens when.
I think it was on purpose. I think he missed on purpose. I think they paid him
to miss on purpose, and then die.
I don't think he knew that part.
Yeah, I think he knew that.
Think he knew that part.
He's like, I'm just going to go take
I think he was just like, we're not going to, you know, as long as no one sees you, like, we're not going to,
yeah.
You know.
We'll arrest you.
You know, get in, miss, yeah. And get out. Because I feel like they're trying to raise the, you know, the supporters and be like, oh, these were Biden's people. You know, like,
oh my
start
God.
The whole thing. I think that's what it is. Well, I think that's what it is. I think they're trying to get people fired up.
Yeah.
And add more, because at this point, I think it's just a show. Like, the whole debate.
It's been a fucking show since 2020.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I think it was, I think everything
has. Biden can't talk show.
I think it was planned. I think everything was, everything has been planned.
Well, I don't think Trump needs to raise any more supporters. I think there's like a huge following for him and all that. So there's no way that. They planned this so Trump can get like more supporters or anything like that.
I think he's trying to win over the younger generation.
Well, I think he has a lot of younger generation.
I don't think so.
Well, there's a lot. There's a whole section. Well, the younger generation is, man. I mean, it's just been getting. I mean, we were a younger generation before, right? And yeah. We would always be getting brainwashed with whatever propaganda the TV says or whatever. Well, back in my day, it was TV, it was no phones.
Yeah.
Right? So it's whatever the TV says or whatever your teachers would say.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. Yeah. And now you have, like, technology at your hands, and it's whatever that says. And usually that technology or whatever is catered to whatever you think, whatever you're looking at and all this other stuff.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the algorithm knows what you're into and.
Yeah.
What you like and what you want to see. So if you like are hardcore, fully supportive of Trump or Biden, you're only going to see like the good.
Well, who the fuck is supporting Biden right now?
There's people. Just how like some people would say the same thing about Trump. Who the fuck is supporting Trump? It's the same.
I think it's a very small margin, though. I think it's very small.
I have no idea. I think a lot of people, especially the younger. Able to vote generation is very like, we don't like any of our options right now.
So they'd rather have like a Biden option? Like,
no.
Just like, hey, we'll
I don't think, there. I think they're just like looking at whoever, like I've seen a lot of rise with like college students and stuff like that vote going for JFK Jr. As an independent.
Okay. Why?
Because of all his views and everything. And he's independent. They no longer want a Democratic Party or a Republican Party in office because for years, the country is just going downhill. Like, it's just everything. And we're struggling. Like, the average person is struggling. And they're not helping us. They're fucking helping every other country except for us.
And how does that make you feel?
It pisses me off. It makes me want to leave. Like,
we've
talked about leaving the U.S. because of everything that's going on. The economy, like, everything sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I mean, wouldn't you want, instead of leaving, wouldn't you want to help make it better?
Yeah, but when the system's rigged?
Well, if that's why you have to stand up and stand up for what you believe in. And it's a small thing, the little small things. Have you ever been bitten by an elephant?
No.
What about a mosquito?
Yes.
It's the small things, you know? It's the average Joe that says something. It's the average Joe that does something for their community or says no or starts doing things, you know, in their favor by by making things better around their community, around their place, around their like environment, but in the family household, it starts just with the average person. You know, not one big guy is going to like change the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we all know that. And that's why, like, you saw everything that went down with, like, you know, Starbucks closing down stores because of what's going on in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, a lot of companies suffering because the younger generation just realizing that, like, no, like, if we just stop giving you our money, like, mm-hmm. you guys are nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we realize that, but I feel like for this part, like, a presidential vote, like,
yeah, I don't think there's another option, to be honest with you.
I just don't think it's really on the people. Like, well, I think they give us that.
Well, we saw that in 2020, where like 83,000 votes just came out of nowhere, and like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's rigged. Like, it's rigged because it's a part of their plan. I feel like they have a bigger agenda, and these are just like little steps that they're getting there. Like, they obviously can't come out and be like, so, this is our president, and this is who's going to be for the rest of his lifetime or something. You know what I mean? Because of the way our government is set up. So they can't straight out do that right away because there's so many, you know, obstacles.
Like the voting obstacle?
Yeah. Like giving us the feeling that we have option. Like, we have the option.
Well, you do. That's what the system is for. So
I don't think it is anymore. I think it was like that.
So you don't believe that your vote will count?
No, not anymore.
Because of what?
Because of the past, like, I don't know.
4 years?
No, the past, like, 3 presidents.
Okay.
I feel like it's probably, I don't know if it's gone beyond that because I've only been able to vote for like the past three presidents. Yeah. So I don't know about beyond that. You know more about that because, you know.
Well, because I voted like.
You're older. Yeah.
You old dog.
You're.
You don't know.
Are you a millennial?
I don't fucking know.
Are you like.
I'm just a dude.
Gen X.
You know? I don't know.
I'm just a dude.
I'm just a dude.
We know that.
Trying to live in this COVID world that's full of fucking bullshit, you know? And you can't.
It's not COVID anymore. You can't say that anymore.
Man, whatever. I see fucking stupid ass motherfuckers still wearing masks. Can't breathe this.
In their car.
Yeah, in their fucking car. Spraying Lysol and shit. And their dog's like right here, like. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Maybe that's why they have the mask on.
Yeah, you know? The dog.
Yeah, the dog's.
The dog's like, breath stinks.
Fuck. Fuck this dog.
I'm gonna go.
This dog got gingivitis, bro.
Oh, dude.
Well, is the system rigged? Man, we all think that. Everybody here probably thinks that. You know, especially after this last election. And you know what? So, since you're... Wait a minute, why did you ask if I was a millennial? Wait the fuck up.
Like, pause.
Yeah, wait up.
Well,
why am I being put in a category?
No, I'm just asking because there's... I feel like the millennial generation has gone through a lot with the economy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, presidential... votes and everything. I feel like because everyone says it, everyone says millennials have gone through literally the ins and outs of everything.
Not really. I mean, we've been here for just a short period of time, but what about the people that were born in like 1900?
Is that a chicken?
Yeah.
it sounded like a roar.
No. It's the automatic spray so it can smell good in here.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Is that a chicken?
I was like,
it's not a chicken.
We have chickens around. In case you're wondering, there's chickens everywhere.
Yeah, there's chickens everywhere. So what about the people that were born in 1900? Let's just say you were born in 1900 and 29 years later, like the Great Depression happened. Then after that, you had World War One. Oh, no, you had World War One, and then you had the Great Depression, right? And then you had World War Two. Something like that. I can't get my facts
straight. People should not be allowed to vote anymore if they're still alive.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, the people that are dead shouldn't be allowed to vote anymore, but yet they show up on the ballot. They're fucking these motherfuckers are dead. They've been dead for 100 years, and here we are. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably using like.
Okay, well, so there's a bunch of issues with America not being able to, like, the average person not being able to afford a comfortable living, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, do you think a president's going to help with that?
I believe he can start the process.
Yeah, but you know who else can start the process?
Us.
Yeah, as an individual, you know? Raise your level of thinking. Raise your level of...
I think so, but I think there's also, like, the people who are benefiting off, like, the lower class.
Mm-hmm.
Make it is, like, another obstacle. So it's, like, not just the government.
Who would be benefiting out of the lower class?
Like, you know, like oil companies and...
Oil companies pay hella good to, like, everybody that's employed by them.
No, I know, but...
You know? Like, really good. Okay. And if I remember correctly, Biden, like, signed a bunch of paperwork, you know, when he first day in office, saying that there was, you know, all these oil company people mm-hmm. that had jobs, they all went out. There was no more jobs after that. And they're like, what the fuck? You know, we were in the middle of getting all that started. And all those people lost jobs because of that.
What?
Yeah.
What papers?
It was like a pipe. It was like a pipeline that they were building. I think it was called the.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was. But I remember. Everybody was really pissed about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, holy shit! All these jobs just went away. Not only those jobs, but like the people that maintain the trucks, the people that like transport the stuff, everything. All those jobs just went bye bye. You know. So the economy would suffer if you just like. Devastated like a whole job force, especially the oil company. Like this whole place relies on oil. Like
that was just one.
You know, one big ass. You know, it's like
one
shit.
Big
yeah,
ass one
that's gonna
that
take a dip.
Us. Yeah,
it's gonna take a dip in the economy.
Yeah,
like a motherfucker.
Do you think we're just like too materialistic here?
I think we take a lot of things for granted. You know,
in the U.S.
Yeah, because I mean, I was born in Mexico, you know, but I came here when I was 2 years old, so I really didn't get a chance to, like, fully see what Mexico was about.
Yeah.
But every time my parents would take us back, you know, to visit, mm-hmm. we'd see what Mexico's like, and then we would see what the U.S. is like. And, man, there is so many people that take this awesome opportunity for granted. It's just a huge, awesome opportunity. If you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere.
You think it's still the same? Because I know, like, you coming, like, how old are you?
42? Yeah.
40 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, you think you still have the, people still have the same opportunities now, this, like, 2024?
Yeah.
Than back then?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it's all the same?
Well, yeah, I think it is. As far as the opportunity being there, it's always been there. It's all the same. There's the system. Things cost a little bit more. There's a couple of things that are a little bit different. You know, the politics are about the same. Taxes are about the same. Everything's about the same. The only variable is you here.
If taxes and everything's like about the same, why do people complain all the time about taxes?
They're always complaining about taxes because people get taxed a lot. You know, you get taxed a lot. You get taxed for buying that cake, right? You got taxed with the money you got taxed from.
Yeah.
And then you pay taxes on your house.
We pay taxes on everything.
Yeah, on everything.
We're paying taxes right now for breathing.
So, oh, shit.
And especially in California.
Yeah, fuck, man. Let me tell you, we'll have another episode about that shit. Living in California, holy crap. That's another.
You see us holding our breath. We're trying to save money.
We're literally saving thousands. Just by holding our breath. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, I think it's... Here's the deal. If you take somebody mm-hmm. from a country right now that is devastated, like that's messed up, a third world country, whatever, you know, and you bring them over here, they'll find a way to succeed.
That's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me tell you a story. I had a little tow truck, and I bought that tow truck. I didn't know what I was going to do with it. I was going to, you know, I was going to tow vehicles, of course, right? And all that. But I never put it to use. I never put it to use. I never did really much with it. I didn't get any of that stuff. I was like, you know what? You know, I didn't get the permits to get it operational and all this other stuff. But so then I sold it. You know what I sold it to? I sold it to this Iraqi dude that came from Iraq. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was like really broken English, all this stuff. But he had his whole family there that he was going to purchase. It's like his wife, his kids, his aunt, his everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody was there, his mom, his dad. And they were all like gathering around it. They were talking about it. You know, we were negotiating. And then I asked him, hey, what do you, like, where are you from? He says, like, oh, I'm from Iraq. So where, like, so what do you think about America? How long have you been here? He's like, 3 months, you know? Mm-hmm. I go, what do you think about America? You know what he said? He said, man, it's safe. It's safe here. This is very nice. Can you imagine not being safe? Like, just in your country?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That suck. And guess what? 3 months in, he bought a freaking tow truck. Started his own tow business. 3 months in. So he saw an opportunity. Mm-hmm. He took it. I'm sure he worked very hard for a certain, you know, for whatever it is. You know, everybody pulled money together probably. That's why everybody was there to buy this tow truck. Mm-hmm. So he can go out, start towing vehicles and helping each other out. Mm-hmm. So that man could do it, right?
Yeah.
What's stopping anybody from doing it? You know what it is? You know what I see?
What?
They're scared of hard work.
Oh, yeah.
They're scared of hard work. Because since you were a kid mm-hmm. to now, you know, you see what success looks like. Mm-hmm. It tells you that fucking computer shit, that iPhone. It tells you, hey, this is what success looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you need to do to feel good about success.
Yeah.
And that's not true. You know, mm-hmm. at all. So this whole time you've been plugged in to your phone and it tells you you need a Lambo, you need a badass, you know, house, you need to live in all this beautiful neighborhood, this and that, and all this crazy shit, you know? And, you know, it really isn't. It could be for some people, but I mean, you know, when I see an immigrant come out and do everything he can to get started in this country so he can provide for his family, man, that's smashing success.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, and then, so, and the regular, like, young generation that are seeing all this on their Instagram, when they're leaving high school, they're like, oh, man, I need to do all this stuff. No, you are at the bottom. You just started.
Yeah.
You just started out. You know, and then you wonder, like, a couple of years go by, and you wonder why you're not happy or why you're not successful. And you think that, like, you're just plugging in a couple of pictures and stuff and on your phone, and you're going to be famous or discovered, you know, because you're a creator. Motherfucker, go out and create a job for yourself, like this Iraqi dude did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I bet you anything he's doing wonderful right now. That was like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And
well, hopefully he's still doing good.
You know? And so people are scared of hard work.
I think that's true. The kids coming out of like high school and stuff now, kind of like, because of social media, because social media was barely becoming like, I think was barely like starting to pop off
mm-hmm.
when I entered high school.
Yeah.
Because in middle school, we had like MySpace still.
Yeah.
And Facebook was starting to become like a trendy thing.
Damn, MySpace.
Facebook was starting to become a trendy thing in like, I think my freshman year. Mm-hmm. High school. So it was completely different than it is now because we didn't go on there to see like famous people and see what they were doing and you know, all this stuff. It was like literally just to connect with
other people,
our friends and family and see what, you know, who's dating who and you know, all that stuff. Who's your top five on your life? It was just that. And now you go on there to see content, like just content
yeah.
that other people are posting that it's not even, like, people don't even like seeing, like, their friends and families, like, posts anymore. They just want to see, like, content creators. Yeah, which is great. I feel like it's awesome that that created more, like, jobs, in a sense, for some people that are good at it.
But then I
think it also gave, like, a false hope that everyone can become, like, a content creator.
I think
everyone can, but I just think, like...
And in all honesty, you are a content creator. And because you have your own, like, little platform that you're going off of. And you're putting out content for, like, whoever's, like, following you and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. It could be, like, 2 people, 3 people, 5 people, 5,000 people, 5 million people. It don't matter. You're still creating some type of content for that person, that environment.
That's true. I think just they want to become to the point where they're making all of their income from just...
From that.
Like, you know, like, I post content, you post content, but, like, I have a full-time job and do a bunch of other things to, you know, make myself money. I'm not fully putting all my marbles and being like... I'm going to be a famous content creator.
Yeah. Well.
Because that's also not my goal, you know? That's not my goal. So I don't know. I think it just depends what your goal is, too.
Yeah. But so, I guess, like, back to the question, can you still have that same opportunity, you know, nowadays? The answer, I believe, is yes. And you know what? The answer is whatever you think is, really. If you think you can't do it and you can't make it, I mean, your brain will seek out all the, like, things why you can't do it. But if you think you can do it and you start thinking of what you start thinking of ways of how you can do it, how you can make it, how you can get a house. Cause that's the biggest thing I say. Like, oh man, how do you afford a house here? It's so expensive, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, man, think bigger. Don't want to just think a little bit bigger, you know, like. Like, what's a house out here? Like, 500,000, 600,000 now?
Mm-hmm.
400,000 for a little? Yeah. It's a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then you're over here not getting paid anything. You're like, fuck, man, this sucks. Like, how the hell do people live in these?
Yeah.
But people do. And if you go down to Rockland and Roseville area and everything, all these beautiful houses, and there's a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're building more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, what the? Where are people getting the money for this? Well, there's a shitload of money out there.
Yeah.
You know, and what most people do is they bring a little cup to an ocean of money and then just, like, go out there and the cup is just their mindset.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this is all I can get.
Yeah.
This is it. But there's an ocean of, like, opportunity out there for you to make whatever it is you want out of your life. The hard part is taking that cup and making it into a barrel.
Yeah.
Or a semi truck or something. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Because this whole time you were just taught to, like, this is the only cup. You can only fill up to this much because this is all you got. You know? That's not true.
That's all you got.
Yeah. And that's not true at all. You know, you can fill it up. And here's the thing. Your cup can grow. And the only way your cup can grow, okay, into a bucket, into this, into that, is by helping yourself, by giving yourself, like, the ability to learn more things by investing in yourself. And you know, investing in yourself is just going to reward you 10 times more than anything else. You know, you can invest in that, and that, and that, the latest thing, and all this stuff, and you're still got a little cup. But if you invest in yourself, that cup's just going to get bigger, and bigger and bigger, and you're just going to attract more and more of that flow inside of that cup.
Yeah.
To the point where you're like, you can't go back to the little cup because it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a different type of cup. You're a barrel, you know? I mean, no, fuck you like that.
You're a barrel.
Fuck, dude. I need to lose this fucking weight. I need this cake. I need this fucking protein cake.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... And most people forget that. And they don't teach that in school. They don't teach that, like, hey, if you invest in yourself, you're going to make whatever you think is possible for you. Because that's your self-limiting belief system talking to you in the back of your head. You can't do it. You got this.
You think for sure mindset is, like, everything.
100%.
It'll make or break it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Look at Napoleon. It was just a little dude. He fucked up this whole, like, the whole Europe.
Yeah.
You know? And it was all mindset. He knew that he can, he freaking took, like, the Pope wouldn't marry him. Mm-hmm. You know? Because, like, I believe his wife came from, a, like, another marriage and all this other stuff.
Oh.
You know? So what did he do? He's like, well, I'm the Pope now. You know? Boom. I'll marry us. And it is. There's a picture of it.
Oh, my God.
There's a painting of it. It's like, fuck.
Dude.
It's all, it's all mindset.
So
it's,
if you were to, so let's say like one of your daughters, I know we won't use one of your daughters.
Yeah, let's use which one?
It's easy.
Oh.
Let's say my son came to you, okay?
Yeah.
Teenager, about to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he has this dream of starting, you know, I don't know, let's say, a boxing thing.
A, like boxing gym.
Right? Okay. And he comes to you for advice.
Yeah.
And he's like, he really wants to do it. And then you give him advice to just go for it, whatever.
Yeah.
He starts it and fails.
Yeah.
What do you say to him then?
That's part of the process. You got to fail your way to the top. Fail your way to success. You can't learn anything without failing. You know? Mm-hmm. Or else he would still be crawling. You know, if he would, like, stand up and then, like, people fall all the time. Mm-hmm. Stand up and fall, stand up and fall. If he stands up and fall, you're not going to be saying, oh, you know, this guy's just a crawler.
He's you know,
this guy, yeah, he's got to crawl for the rest of your life, buddy. Just can't do it. It's just not in you. You're not a guy that walks.
You're not a guy that walks. And if you're not a guy that walks, you can't run.
That's right. So just crawl your way to success. You know, so if he fails, he fails. So what? Big deal. People think it's devastating. Man, it can be for you, for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It can be. It can take you a lifelong journey of why did you fail? Or it can take you like as little as 5 fucking minutes. You know what? I fucked up. This is where I fucked up. I need to do this, this, and this different. And then go back out there and hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if that works. And you'll find a nugget in every failure. You'll find a little thing like, fuck. You know, I should have done that. But if you don't, then you just keep repeating the same shit over and over and over. I mean, shit. Maybe you shouldn't do that. And whatever it is you're going to do, you're going to do probably the same thing because you aren't self-aware of how fucked up you are.
Yeah.
You're like, so,
let's go back in time to where he's coming to you for advice.
Yeah.
What would you tell him? He's like, I really want to open up my own boxing gym.
Yeah.
He has no money.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't even graduated high school yet, but he's like, let's say it's like next month.
Yeah.
He has no plan, but he just knows he wants his own boxing gym.
Well, the easiest way to do that is to go and find somebody that already has a boxing gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I would grab him and be like, hey, go to that boxing gym. Go check it out. Go see how things are laid out. Go see how people check in. See how people pay. Befriend the owner. You know, be nice. Take him out to coffee. Buy him lunch. Buy him dinner. Buy him boxing gloves. Buy him whatever he needs. Maybe he needs a new format. Maybe he needs something. Maybe he needs somebody to clean the gym. Do it for free. You know, you're going to learn a lot just by doing it for free. You know, you're going to learn the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
You're going to see how, like, it's ran.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, this is the biggest part. Start taking notes. Write it down. You can't memorize everything. Mm-hmm. Start writing it down. How do people enter? You know, what does it smell like when you go inside? What does it look like? Is it lit? Is it not? Is it dungy? Yeah, it's musty. It
smells like sweat.
Yeah. You know, is it like, is that attractive to people? Do guys want to be in there? Do girls want to be in there?
Yeah.
Is there a process to like get a guy from the street that doesn't know boxing to a person that can get in the ring like in a year or two from now? How does that process happen? Can you do that? Can you hire a coach that can make it happen? Do you want to do it so you can be involved and see how it all the process goes? Can you improve the process?
Mm-hmm.
I would just tell him, just go do that. And then he'll find out if he really wants to start a boxing gym or not. He'll find out, like, damn, that looks pretty hard. I don't know if I can get that. And there's that self-limiting belief system, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get that. I don't know if this is going to happen. You know, I don't even have money for a floor mat. So all this talk is always in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So then I would tell him, see this book, buddy? You need to read this book. And the only reason I would say it to read that book, instead of me telling what's in that book, is you will discover more things than I would possibly tell you by you actually reading that book. Because it'll activate something in your brain that will be like, oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you never read that book and you're just like, there's nothing in there. It's a fucking book. You know? Why can't I just YouTube this shit? You know? Why the fuck can't I just go sit down? Yeah.
Audiobooks.
And YouTube.
Now.
Yeah. And YouTube this shit and know what to do in 5 minutes. Well, there's a lot in the book that isn't on YouTube. Yeah. Kind of like a movie. You know, you read the book, it's freaking awesome. You see the movie, you're like, fuck, they fucked up. Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing.
It's disappointing.
So I would tell them to do that. And then after that, you'll find, and you as a parent or as a mentor or something,
yeah,
you'll see where he falls. Mm-hmm. Is he going to read the book? Is he going to stick to going to the gym? Or to that gym?
Yeah.
Is he going to be like, oh, you know what? I don't want to do that no more. You know why? Most people do that? Because it's hard.
Yeah.
Because there is no discipline. Because it's just like, you know what? I don't want to do this. This, you know, seems pretty cool, but.
You think that falls on, like, us as parents?
100%. 1,000%.
Like, their drive?
Not only that, you got to show them what it looks like to succeed.
That's true.
You know, because if you just tell them and they just fucking sit down and watch television all day long and do whatever, do nothing with your life, they're not going to know.
So what do you think about, like, the parents who have made it, but they give their kids everything? So their kids only saw their parents. They didn't see their parents through the struggles. They only saw them as them being, making it. As them being, like, you know, big bosses and stuff.
Okay. Well, here's what I would say. Everybody has to start somewhere. You know? Doesn't matter where you start. They're going to do stuff. And they're just going to produce a result for that kid. All right? Now, so I'm giving advice as a parent that has, like, all this stuff. So, I would give them small tasks. Like I would anybody else, you know? Can they accomplish those tasks? Are they responsible enough to get more on their tasks? And you know what? If I was like, if I would have, like, not that I don't, but let's just say, like, hey, let's give this person the ability to take all that hay that's over there in that barn. Here's the keys to the truck. Show him how to drive. He's on our farm. Let's see what he can do. Can he stack them up nicely? You know? Does he just do half of it? Does he, like, what is it? What is his work ethic? Will he wake up early to do it? Is he going to wait until Sunday before he has to go back to school? Is he going to give me an excuse? Then you can see, like, okay, you know, we need to work on this kid. If he falters anywhere there. Or if he's just like, if he does all that stuff and you're like, oh shit, hell yeah, let's give him more responsibility.
Yeah.
Let's give him more stuff. Let's give him more things to do. Boom, 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 you know? So I guess I would say it, just give him responsibility and see where they fall. You know, you can, and here's the thing, most people say like, oh, that kid is so privileged. He got to, you know, cause he's got rich parents and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? What if that rich parent can provide like, hey, here's a little snow cone business. Let's see what happens. Yeah. You know? And he gives him a snow cone business and then it's like successful because he is just like loves the snow cones. The people love him, you know?
Or he made it work.
He made it work, you know? There's a lot of success in that. Or like he can be like, hey man, all this fucking snow cones melted. I hate them all, you know, whatever.
I forgot to turn on the machine for the ice.
Yeah. You know, I was like, fuck, what am I doing as a parent here? Like, you know, am I fucking this kid up by not telling him how to, like, be responsible for his own shit?
Yeah.
And then later on in life, like, let's just say I just keep giving him responsibility and he sucks at it, or I keep saving his own ass. Okay? Somebody's going to teach him discipline. Somebody.
Yeah.
Okay? And sometimes, hopefully not, that somebody, it can be, like, a cop. It can be... to the point where he's in danger.
Yeah.
or he's at in court, like going, fuck, I fucked up. So it starts small. It starts with like small things. So yeah, I mean, if that person has enough, like is wealthy or has enough to like provide for that, for their family, and that kid doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good book out there. I believe it's called Radius or The Four Rings or The Five Rings, something like that. I gotta get it. Like, I'll show you.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
You know? And it's a whole like section of like, okay, well, if you start off in poverty and it's really hard to become like over here to this like fifth ring or whatever, because most people want to help their parents and everybody else succeed. And that takes, so you'll never get this way, mm-hmm. you know, cause you always want to help everybody else out.
Yeah.
If you're like well off, you know, you have the option of like doing whatever it is you want in life. Mm-hmm. And most parents say, hey, go do whatever you think is more valuable to you. Go think, you know, because you don't have the financial burden to be like, oh, man, I got to survive also.
Yeah.
Go do whatever you think is more valuable to you, whatever you think you're going to be good at. So you want to be in that section. Well, you can be in that section and still get here. That's the cool part about life and about this human experience.
It's just going to take a little bit longer.
It can or it can't. Mm. It's all up to like, you know, some of it is luck.
Yeah.
But you get luckier the harder you work.
Do you believe in manifestation?
Absolutely. I manifest all the time. Where do you think this place is? This motherfucker didn't even exist.
We just walked in here.
We're creating something that didn't even fucking exist.
Do you teach your kids to manifest?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was do do that?
Yeah.
Do they do it?
It might just be a full audio. I mean,
how do you like to shoot though, dude?
Sorry, guys. More technical difficulties. We're learning. Okay. We're learning. The last video was in slow motion.
Yeah.
So we lost all of that. But that one wasn't that long.
It was only like 5 hours long.
Just like five.
Nice.
Anyways. And then we had people interrupt. Oh, which is okay.
There's always customers.
Okay. I know. I was trying to run back. I was like, oh, no.
But you were saying that you were talking with your best friend mm-hmm. about how you can help yourself or somebody that's 27 or below help themselves.
I was talking about everything that I have going on right now because she was telling me about someone in her life and just she can't understand like their mindset mm-hmm. and I think she's older than me though. I think that girl's older than both of us. I think she's like in her 30s
mm-hmm.
and she just like, you know, doesn't want to work and stuff like that. And then she was also talking about how like some people are just so content with their like 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I wish I was okay with just having my 9-to-5.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
I am, but like, I feel like I like doing so many things.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm doing it necessarily for, if it ends in me making more income, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I don't know, I blame it on my ADHD. But I'm like, sometimes I wish my brain would just like shut off, like uh-huh. stop trying to do everything
yeah.
all at once.
Yeah.
You know, because I see people content with like, I go to my job, yeah. clock in, clock off, chill yeah. for the rest of the night. And me, no, before I clock in, I'm either working out or doing something. But even while I'm working out, I'm thinking about a bunch of other things I need yeah. to be doing. And then I go to my job. And then in my job time frame, I'm still working on other things and my job. And then I go home. Well, I go pick up Ezra. And even with Ezra, like, I'm always on my phone, making, doing stuff, thinking about the next thing I could do, I could learn. Because yeah. I'm always watching videos on how to do stuff, and I'm just like always trying to do something to like evolve.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, and she said that. She said that too. She's like, I think that's great. I wish she wishes like more people had that same mindset. And she's like, I wish I had that mindset too, you know? And I'm like, it's cool. I get the idea of like, I get if you're not like me and you wanna be like that, be more motivated to do stuff. I was like, but sometimes like I tire myself out and I'm like, why? Like if it hasn't taken me anywhere further, like, yes, I gain all this knowledge, but like if it, I just waste, not wasted, but like I just took all this time to do all that and then I learned it. And then I'm like, okay, cool. That was it. So I'm like, why am I like that? So I don't know. Back to the question is, I think it just depends on your drive. I feel like if you don't have the drive to learn something new or try to evolve, then you're never gonna like excel. Like, and you're never gonna go anywhere in life. So I don't know how we would be able to get someone who's not already self-driven to get there.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying, you know, some of these dogs that you buy that you go out and hunt with, right? You can give them the best schooling, the best stuff, everything, the best training, and then you go out and hunt with them, and then you're like, you know what? That dog don't hunt.
Yeah, it's like taking an American bulldog, like taking Obi.
Yeah.
And then, to go duck hunting.
Yeah.
He wasn't bred for that. He wasn't raised for that. But if you pick up a freaking, what are those called?
Not a golden retriever. What's it called? A Labrador.
A lab. Yeah. You know, they're naturally.
Yeah.
Then, or the pointer dogs.
Yeah.
That naturally just point. Have you seen that? Yeah. This is cool. That's so cool.
Right there, bitch. That's what
I've seen like a video of this family dog. It's a pointer dog, and he would point at the kids, like to go to their room.
Yeah,
when it was bedtime, he would go point at the room.
What did the kids do? They're like,
oh, they would be like, they would go to their rooms because the dog would not move until they went to their rooms.
Yeah,
and it was so funny. They trained him to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So the kids would be like, it's bedtime. So the dog would not move. He just stayed in
the position.
We'll have to find it.
That's funny.
There was also like a border collie that would herd the kids.
Oh, dang. Shoot my cattle.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's cool. But that just goes to show like some people, I feel like some people are just born that way. Same as like
some people are just fucking champions, you know.
Yeah,
they just get out there and get going, and no matter what the fuck life happens, they just get after it and make shit happen out of nothing, you know. But I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't you know. And that's the other thing, most people, I mean, what if that person that's a 9-to-5 person is just fulfilled with their job and they're happy with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like awesome. I feel like some people are just fulfilled with like more simpler stuff.
Yeah.
Or they're just too comfortable. I feel like it goes back to that fear factor where they're just like, why would I even try anything else when I'm okay right here? Like I can pay my bills, I can feed my kids, and I have a little bit extra for, you know,
whatever it is.
Savings or for fun that I could take the kids out to.
Yeah.
And they just don't want to mess that up. They don't want to take a risk, I guess. Or they just don't know where to find the time. I know moms, I talk to a lot of moms, and a lot of moms are always like, I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time. And then my head, and I hate hearing that because I'm like, you have so much time.
Yeah.
There's 24 hours in a day. I do.
You're just wasting it on TikTok.
Yeah, just wasting it.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And it's just wasting. Like, I hate it. Like, I sit on my phone a lot too, but when if I'm on my phone, I'm doing something. Stuff. Yeah. I'm doing stuff. Yeah. I'm either, you know, editing stuff or creating or looking up how to do something. Like, it's constantly. And then, like, maybe, you know, maybe, like, 30 minutes out of, like, the entire day, I'm watching fun content and stuff. But throughout the day, I still, even if I want to watch fun content, I still make my way back to, like, how do I learn this? Yeah. How do I do this? You know what I mean? Like, even if I watch a fun video and I'm like, that's cool. How did they do that? And then I go learn how to do it because that's just the way, that's how my brain works. I don't know. I don't know. So when people say I don't have time to work out. You do have time. I said I didn't have time to work out. Mm-hmm. So I started waking up at 4 a.m. to work out.
Yeah, you're a beast, dude. That's awesome. And I admire that about you. You're freaking awesome. You even got Iran to be doing it now, too. I know. Morning, which is so cool.
I know. I'm very proud of him. Yeah. He's really...
He's awesome. He's on it, too. He's sticking to it. It looks like he likes it, too.
He loves it.
Which is great.
Yeah, he loves it. Because they kill him at those classes. They kill him. He always comes home drenched, dude.
What'd you drink today?
I'm like, how was it? He just looks at me. He's like, it's good. And I'm like, I bet. It looks like it was good. They're making him do a lot more now.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool. And he's starting to see, like, results.
Yeah. So that's when you get addicted.
So that's where he's getting more motivated to get up. Like, he's able to go, which is... It's cool. It's cool to see. I'm glad I was able to motivate him to do that.
Yeah.
It's cool. And awesome. I motivated a lot of other people to start waking up at 4 a.m. Whether they like to admit to it or not, I motivated a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know? So
that goes to show you a little thing that like that, you're changing somebody's life.
Yeah.
You know, what if this lady that makes the cakes was motivated by somebody like you? Or somebody that she encountered, you know, and said, you know what? I can probably make these cakes. I can probably do this.
Yeah.
And just started doing that. It was like little things. It's the regular average person that can change a whole like life, that can start a process of that. It's not a huge person that has the biggest microphone and all that. You know, they have a lot to say, but it's just common folk like you and I, like everybody.
So it's just finding your thing. At the end of the day, finding what you...
Yeah, and that
spark.
Yeah, you got to see what makes you excited, you know? Yeah. If you find yourself being excited, talking about it, then that's probably your jam, you know?
Yeah.
You got to go and figure that out. Go do it. Not to say that it's going to get boring or mundane or messed up or whatever or struggle. It is. You're going to have to face that no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they say do what you love and it would feel like you're not, don't even have a job, but you still... have to go through the process of like fucking up, you know, learning how to like get better at whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just little struggles like that. You still have to go through it. It's like a rite of passage. Like, fuck.
Yeah. It's also okay to like grow out of things too. I feel like, you know, the older you get, you just can grow out of stuff.
You can, you know. You can start doing something different, branch out into something like this. Yeah. I'm gonna just keep going up with this cake lady, you know,
because the cake, because we have the cake.
That's right.
Yeah. Because like some friends or like some people that are older and like they don't have theirs, they think they don't have their shit together.
Yeah.
And they come and they'll like talk to me and vent, and then I'll be like, well, you know, because they'll always bring up like my candle business, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm like, it was great. It was great. I was like, but things got really hard and I realized I wasn't fully in love with that. I was really like, it was hype. It was great. I was excited about it, but then it got extremely hard. And I was stuck and then I lost all motivation for it.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
You know,
and then it closed. I closed because things got too expensive, too hard. And I was like, dang, dude, I don't know.
So that's what happens. You know, when you start something and then it's like, it's going to get hard at one point. Mm-hmm. At one point, it's going to be like, fuck, I don't know if I can keep doing this.
Yeah.
And then, but you just got to keep going. Keep doing it. You got to find. and a purpose bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
It can't just be about you or what you love. Sometimes it's got to be about somebody else, something else, a higher purpose besides yourself. Because you'll quit on yourself.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you have to go do this so you can go out and feed your family, or so you can go out and, it, man, serendipitous, or making it like something that you love, it just makes it easier though. You know, you go out there and you're like facing all this adversity throughout your day and all this stuff, and then it gets really hard, then it gets even harder, and you're like, I don't know how much harder this can happen. And then it does get harder. You're just like, fuck, I just need to build a better human to withstand all this bullshit. You know, I need to wake up at 4. I need to go do my shit at the gym, get ready, and start getting after my day. And know that every day is going to have a fucked up sandwich or shit taco, and I'm just going to put hot sauce on that bitch.
Hot sauce and avocado.
It does. So, you know, and hot sauce and avocado, like for me personally, is my family. I love spending time with my family. And that's, you know, I'll do whatever it is that I have to do here. Then after that, like, enjoying, you know, seeing one of my kids play soccer.
Yeah.
And having a cool conversation with her. Yeah. Taking her out to a place out in Davis. You know, she saw the campus and all that. And she goes, oh, this college is dead. Yeah, it is. Like, all right, let's go have a hamburger over here. And then she sees all these college kids. And it was, man, everybody's so old and big. I'm like, yeah.
Wait till she sees like how old people in those classes can get.
Yeah, so
that was like when I was in college, I was sitting next to this like old lady. She's like in her 60s.
Yeah,
and I was so confused. I was like, why are you here? You should be like in retirement.
Some people find their purpose later on in life.
No, yeah. And that's where, you know, I try to remind myself and remind friends and stuff, like, We have time. Like, if you don't have it, like, right now.
Well, sometimes that's the problem, too. You think you have time.
You think so?
Yeah. Because, you know what I found out? Success likes momentum and speed. Mm-hmm. You know? But at the same time, it's a contradiction, okay? Yeah. Success loves that. It loves speed. It loves momentum. When you have it, man, it's awesome. But then there's this other analogy, you know, like nature. Nature isn't in a hurry.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Like trees.
Yeah. It goes through changes also, right?
Yeah.
The fall, the winter, spring, summer. Mm-hmm. It's taking its time, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess you got to like, be aggressive with your time, but know that it's going to take some time.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's like, well, it's, somebody said this once, it's like baking a cake. It's like baking a cake. I'm holding the shit out of this protein cake right here. Fuck, man. Anyways, it's like baking a cake.
Yeah.
You know? You put in the right ingredients.
Yeah.
Right? It takes time to do that. You put in a certain temperature on the oven, stick it in there, right? And it takes a certain amount of time to cook, you know? But most of us, like, they want things fast.
Yeah.
So they turn it up to, like, 800 degrees. What's going to happen to that cake?
It's brown.
Yeah. Well, what if...
What's going to blow up your house?
Fuck, this protein cake's going to blow what it's made out of. It's got some nitroglycerin in here for you. So, or what if you like go low, like you just want to slow, like 100 degrees. Shit will never fucking cook, you know?
It'll cook.
Yeah, but
it's going to take a lot longer.
So it's kind of got to be like at the right temperature, at the right thing, at the right time. Because like, how the hell does like the leaves know when to fall? You know, it's at the right time. It's the right time. When a chipmunk...
Uh-huh.
Or a squirrel, okay?
Yeah.
Is born in the spring. Like, how the hell does it know to gather nuts for the winter? You know?
I think they just follow their mom.
What if they don't got one?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Instinct.
Do you think we have instinct? I like think a success instinct?
I don't know. I feel like humans are a whole different thing. Well, I think we for sure have like survival instincts.
Yeah. 100%, right? I would
hope so.
It's like, damn, I need some water.
I mean, shit, some people need a little more help than others, but
those people won't make it. They won't make it. Natural selection.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
That's another topic.
No? Personality.
People who like, you know, they just got hired for their personality.
Yeah.
Like they're not the smartest tool, but they're such a vibe, you know? They're called personality hires.
All right. Personality hires.
Yeah. I'm sure if you have one, you're thinking about right now because you have employees.
I might have one or two.
Okay. We won't name names. We won't shame them.
Maybe. But at the end of the day, you want to be effective.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that person is effective.
Yeah.
On your team.
No, for sure. Right? But I just think that it's just a joke. Like, people for sure, like, you know, that's what got them into the job.
Yeah.
Is their cool ass personality. Yeah. But they're just like a little slower than everybody else. Like, they get their job done. Maybe. Yeah. Half the time.
Maybe.
Half the time. What would you say to someone my age and younger?
Uh-huh.
That doesn't have like drive.
That doesn't have drive?
Yeah. Or like just doesn't, it's like stuck. They're just like, I don't know what to do.
But you're gonna fucking suck at life. That's what you tell them. Yeah, man. I could just skip it, man. No, I mean, so what would, man, there's a whole ass shit to that you can tell them. It doesn't matter what you tell someone.
Yeah.
You know, you can just tell them and then they go, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because of their habits. You go back to your habits and your rituals.
Yeah.
You go back to that. You know, whatever your habits are. Mm-hmm. So if you can just change like one habit, you'll be a totally different person.
That's true.
You know, you start changing little things here and there. Like, let's just say it takes 5 years and you're a totally different person now.
Yeah.
With a totally different thing. What were you 5 years ago?
I was pregnant.
That's right.
I was pregnant.
Did you have a house?
No. We had an apartment.
No.
Had an apartment.
Were you driving an electric vehicle?
I was driving a Mustang.
Yeah. How cool was that?
A 2001 Mustang.
And it would always fucking blow up.
And
it had problems.
It was the stick. It was manual. It was a stick shift. It was great. I miss that car.
It was a pretty cool car, actually.
Edan misses it too.
Yellow ass like, Mustang. It was convertible, wasn't it?
No.
No.
It wasn't. No. I wish, but
I thought it was for some reason.
No, it was not a convertible.
But it was 5 years ago, right? You had different habits.
I did have different
habits. Mm-hmm. And then you started changing.
Yeah,
I like feel like I'm different stuff, right?
Yeah.
Shit, 2 years ago you had a different habit.
Yeah.
You started something different, right?
Yep.
How's your life improved?
Yeah, it's improved.
Because you have good habits.
Yes.
Because you implemented good habits. Mm-hmm. How long did it take? It's still taking, right?
It's still, yeah. I feel like every day it's a constant, like, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
So
how long do you think it takes? Because realistically, they say it takes 30 days to build a habit. You think it actually takes 30 days to build a habit?
No way. It takes longer.
You think it takes longer?
Hell yeah. How long? It takes longer. It takes as long as it takes.
Well, you know, like, some people they thrive off, like, the number. You know what I mean? Like, they need that number. They're like,
you don't need that fucking number.
But I think, for sure, I understand, because I think 30 days is a lie, because, you know, there's some people that come to me and they're like, I worked out for 30 days and like still like it sucks. And I'm like, it's going to continue to suck. It's never. Yeah. I'm like, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be. There will be a point in time where you're like hella motivated to go. But then that motivation's going to dip. And you're still.
And that's where your habits come into effect.
Well, I think that's where your discipline comes into
effect. There you go. Now you said it. So how do you become more disciplined, right? Yeah. Well,
it's a habit, and then it
has a habit of discipline.
It has. Well, okay.
Right.
Is that okay? The habit of discipline.
My youngest, right? Go to sleep at 9. Wakes up at 5. Monday through Friday, when she's going to school.
Yeah.
That's a habit. And she's disciplined about it. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Alarm rings once, and then she's up.
I love her. She's just like me.
Right? She doesn't need anything.
Yeah.
Because she knows what she wants that day. She knows what she has to do. Yeah, she has a plan.
Yeah.
So if she didn't have those disciplines and that plan, she wouldn't be where she's at. She has good grades, straight A's. She has all this cool stuff going on for her life. She just joined the gym. This is like week number 3. She's on it, you know? She's a little machine. Now, and let's just say she loses motivation. She has a bad day. She has a fucked up day or whatever it is, right? She can go back to her discipline, back to her habits and rituals. This is what makes me feel good. This is what's going to happen. And guess what? Everybody has those. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. It's hard to take a self-inventory of yourself, though.
Yeah.
So the best way is, where's your health at? Look at your bank account. These are all results. Look at how you interact with family and friends. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you improve? What can you do to improve on a daily basis? What is it that you can do on a daily basis? Is it going to be hard? Fuck yeah, it's going to be hard. Yeah. You're going to change a whole another human being. You know, and that's like the thing. Like, we could change. We could totally reinvent ourselves whenever we want.
Yeah.
Be this person. Now you're this person. And this is the habits that it takes to go to that level or whatever person it is you want. So I would say, hey, it's your habits and rituals. How do you change your habits and rituals, though? You know, how do you do it? How do you go from, like, being a fucking, like, degenerate, dumbass that doesn't know anything to like somebody that has a fucking awesome job and successful and is on his way and has a cool career and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get from there to there? How do you get that habit? So you have to find a reason why, a good reason. It's got to be bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this is why I'm going to do it. This is why I want to do it. Bam. Just keep going back to that. Mm-hmm. All right. Some people do it when they like, you know, I'll lose a loved one. When their heart breaks, you know, you don't need an event like that. You can actually create an event like that that's not even real in your head and just fucking start executing.
That's true. I don't feel like you need anything dramatic.
No.
I feel like those dramatic, traumatic, or whatever you want to call it, events in your life, just it's easier to fuel. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a fast, like,
it is
adrenaline rush to change something. But yeah, in reality, you don't need that. You need to just be up at like 2-3 in the morning and be like, I'm going to fucking do this right now. Or that's also your ADHD talking.
Yeah. Going like, why am I up?
Yeah.
Fuck, I just went to bed 2 hours ago.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm like, well, no. I go to sleep at 9 p.m. too.
So, you know, it's your habits. It's who you hang out with. It's your habits. If you're like 72 degree type of person and you want to be 100 degree, you just like work your ass off to that, to a certain point where you become 100, you know. But then if you're really 72, you'll start cooling back down to 72. But you got to get back up there. Or you start hanging out with people that are 100 degrees. And that'll like, you know, raise your thermostat up. Edmilette said that. Edmilette's awesome. By the way, I miss Edmilette. You gotta come back, buddy.
Yeah, no, that's true. But that goes back, environment, the people who you know with.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
It really is. It
sets you up. You think, like, if you're the chicken, if you're a degenerate or whatever person, and then they're trying to hang out with, like, people they want to become. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you feel some sort of imposter syndrome is what they call it.
Yeah.
Do you think that feeling ever goes away?
Yeah, I want to say it does. You know?
Yeah.
It'll go away. And
I don't think it ever goes away.
Wait a minute, is that my car?
Or is that my car?
No. That's somebody else getting robbed.
I think mine has a different one. Well, anyways.
So
why are you gay?
I am not gay. Fuck! You say you are gay. No, you. Who says I am gay? You say you're gay. No. No. Oh, but,
okay. Yeah, I don't think imposter syndrome goes away.
Well, if you hang out with people that are different, like different than you,
yeah,
and you want to be like them, you know, you pretty much raise your level to wherever it is you want to be at to hang out with them, to be able to hang out with them, maybe. And then you're like them. The hardest part is like going back to like your friends and saying like, hey, what's up? And
they're
like,
no. Going back to your ratchet ass friends.
Yeah. And then they're like, man, fuck you. You suck now. Like, you think you're better than us, you know, all this other shit. And then you're like, well, fine. No, I mean, I'm not better than you, but I'm just trying to change my life.
Yeah. No,
and it's hard. Because they're because then you lose your friends, but you gain a whole other set of new ones.
Yeah,
you know.
But then you always have your like close, like that one person, somebody from, you know, forever that will stick around through your growth.
So yeah, you
think you lose all your friends?
Like, yeah, I
have three really good friends from my childhood.
Well, usually those people try to like, you know, also want the best for you.
Yes.
They want the best for you. They want to see you win. They want to see you succeed.
They genuinely love love you.
Yeah. They know who you are, and they still love you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I've seen you do some shit, like, okay? Like, that one time at the Wendy's parking lot. What
the fuck were you doing the one time?
Peeking my guts out. But when you make it, just know I have that image in your head of you.
That's hilarious. And it doesn't need, so what is making it? Does it matter?
I think it's whatever you think is making it.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one.
What I think it's financial freedom. I think it's the ultimate. I think what the majority of people think when they say making it is financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Like being able to do whatever you want. Like not having to stress about like bills and getting paid again and all that stuff.
Sure, you can do that now.
Technically, if you manage your money correctly.
Shit, I got a sister that don't got a job. She does that. She financially free, but she do whatever she wants.
She holds the secret. She has the secret sauce. But yeah, I think it's financial freedom that people seek.
Or just to be safe, like that Iraqi dude.
Yeah, safe.
Be able to provide for his family.
Simple. Yeah. So then it's whatever you think.
Yeah.
By making it. Like, what do you think is making it?
It's the constant pursuit of an attainable goal.
No, what I'm saying, what is your version?
Oh, my version?
Yes.
Of being successful?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, right now. You know?
Yeah.
Having an awesome family, having somebody to love, you know, having tacos on Tuesday. That's awesome.
They have sushi on Tuesday.
Whatever. Sometimes. Sushi tacos. Sushi tacos. A different type of taco.
The bomb type of tacos.
Anyways. Yeah, that's it. You know, just living life. I feel like I won the lottery every time I wake up. You know, I get another opportunity in this earth. It's awesome. Yeah. You know? I get to do what I want, like work out. I get to fix drugs. I get to be like whoever the hell I want to be. You know, I get to see my kids grow. I get to have a conversation with Tisara. Mm-hmm. It's awesome, dude. You know, I fucking feel so privileged to be a part of this life. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Like every day. There's a person that's dying on their deathbed right now, wishing they had 5 more minutes.
There's a lot of people dying.
You know, I mean, we waste so much time on stupid shit that probably will never happen. But, I mean, just being grateful for the fact that you're here in this moment is just awesome. That's what success to me is. It's just being present in the moment. And I have goals, man. I have huge goals.
Yeah.
So I'm always going for them. I'm mm-hmm. always, like, redlining, like, all the time. And when I do take a day off and just, you know, kick back and relax or watch TV or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't feel guilty at all. I'm like, man, this is nice.
Yeah.
Because I've been working my ass off.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you know, this is pretty nice.
For my whole life, literally. So,
yeah. You know, and that's, I think that's what success to me is. And and let's just say I have shit, like zero.
Yeah.
You know, I still have the opportunity to create value mm-hmm. for my environment. For my family, and I still have an ability to go out and pursue my dreams. That's success. It's the journey of it. Mm-hmm. It's not landing on it.
Yeah.
The journey of it is the coolest part, and I'm going through it, and I think I'm always going to be going through it. People think about retirement and all this other stuff. Man, I don't ever want to retire. I want to keep doing shit.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I feel like I'm retired now. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing what I love. This is fantastic. Why would I ever want to fucking leave this? This is great.
I think that's why some people have a hard time with retirement.
Because they want to keep being valuable.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be felt like, oh, they're just like, how do you say it, man? How come some words come out in English and they don't come out in Spanish? Or they come out in Spanish and not in English?
Being bilingual.
Yeah. You know, they just want to be still valuable.
Yeah.
They still want to be, you know, want to be a part of society. Want to be a part of something. Which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's why would you want to retire? Okay. Let's just say you go out, you're on the beach, sip pina coladas, you go out. And you do whatever you want. I mean, there's so many pina coladas you can have at the beach before you have to go out and do some. You know, you're going to get bored. So.
Well, you're going to be fucked up. Right? See if you can make it off the beach.
Let's see what this beach can do. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. So. I don't know. I love what I do. And I don't care if I, let's just say I was like building like jet parts or jet planes or I don't know. I worked at the mill and that was like my goal and my journey. And I would just be awesome. Like, yeah, this is awesome. Let's go deliver this fucking mail, bro. You know? Be the shit. I'll be the best mailman you ever fucking have.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would probably make friends with everybody I deliver mail to. I was like, hey, how's it going, Mr. Jones?
They're not like that no more.
You know?
My mail lady is. She's sweet. She's yeah. great. Every time she sees me, she's like, how's the baby?
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, the baby's, no, not a baby no more. Because yeah. yeah. she saw him, yeah. like, grow up. Well, when we got there, he was literally, like.
Yeah, he was little.
He was 9 months. Not even 9. He was, like, 8 months old or something. Oh, I don't yeah. even know. But he was still a baby when we moved there.
Yeah.
And so she literally has seen him grow up. Yeah. So she always asks about him. She's like, how's the baby? And then she sees him. She's like, oh my God, he gets so big. I'm like, I know.
That's awesome.
So she's great. She's a great male lady. I love her. Mm-hmm. I've given her like candles and stuff.
Just candles.
Well, because when she would come and pick up so many packages and stuff, she's like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I make candles. But she's like, you do? I'm like, yeah. Do you want one? And then she's like, oh, it no, like, you know, like, it's fine. Like, what sense do you have? And I'm like, Here, I'll bring you some.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because, you know.
That's awesome.
She was out there delivering all my crazy packages once upon a time. She's like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
what kind of packages are these?
Whole warehouse up in my garage is what it was.
I can't. That was awesome.
It was really cool to see. It was a cool experience. Yeah. Now it's all empty and full of gym stuff.
Fuck yeah.
I got a treadmill.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Yes.
Did I tell you I put my kettlebell?
No, but I've seen your stories.
And my fucking weights and all this shit. And I was like,
Erica told me you almost died the other day.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing goblins. That was fucking awesome. It was 114 degrees. And I was like, yeah, let's just keep working.
Goblins where? What do you mean?
Yeah.
You have a heat stroke?
I don't know. But
definition of a heat stroke?
I don't know. But
Google it later.
I just felt, here's what I felt like. So it was like 4:30. It's like 114 degrees. It's not even that bad, you know. It's just like
yeah, just 114 degrees in a hot ass
shop. So
it's not.
I just stopped
insulated.
I stopped sweating, and I was like, "Oh shit, this isn't good." And like the water's over here on
you
this.
Stopped side. Sweating.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I did know because I go, "Holy shit!" Like I'm not sweating no more. And then all of a sudden, I was just putting a part in, and then all of a sudden I felt like I had deja vu. I'm like, fuck, I already did this like twice. What the hell's going on? And then like at the corner of my eye, I see like this blob and like shit going on. And I was like, what the fuck is that? You know? And then like my mind reset and I went back to putting in the part. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? So I was like, I gotta go. I think this is my shit to just say, all right, peace out. I gotta go.
So, your sign.
Yeah, I was dehydrated, man.
Oh, shit. You
know? Right, and then I went home and drank the shitload of water.
Electrolytes?
Yeah, and then I went to jiu-jitsu.
You're fucking crazy.
Well, all I did was I just wanted to go just so I could just sign up or whatever. Like, you know, hey, I'm just going to go to these classes now and all that. I'm like, awesome. Here's a gi. Put it on. I was like, what? No. Like, I'm just going to.
What jiu-jitsu place?
Right here. Gracie. The one over off of the.
Oh, Gracie. That's where Ezra was going.
Yeah.
For a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to go back.
That's cool.
He's asking. But I'm like, because last time he wanted, it was just too much. He like didn't want to participate. He just super fucking shy and just didn't want to, you know, deal with the people. He wanted me to be doing everything with him and stuff.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, that would be great.
But he asks me, yeah, I think we're going to put him back in there because I'm like, I want him to like. Yeah.
I need to be consistent.
I need him to grow some confidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the girl, I forgot her name, one of the owners.
Uh-huh.
She's so sweet. But she was like, honestly, just. Drop him off and drive away.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because if you're not there, then he has to be part of that environment.
Yeah, so I think, I just feel bad because, you know, then it holds up the class if he's, like, crying and, like, going through it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't want to hold up the class because, like, the other kids and stuff, like, don't deserve this fucking little brat that doesn't want to fucking kick some ass. You know what I mean?
Well,
he misses it because he tells me all the time. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to make my class. And I'm like, well, are you going to participate? He's like, yeah. I'm like, without me in there.
Because
I'm not trying to learn jiu-jitsu. It's for you to
you
learn
should go
jiu-jitsu.
Too.
I'm going to do boxing. Sure. Remember when we used to box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool.
I want to put him in boxing, actually. He can throw some punches, man.
Put him on everything. Let him take all that energy out. Little fishing pole. The little like fish. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
What is that? Why is it moving by itself? And then like he opens the door in his hand with the fishing pole. And then, oh.
Dude. And he was so pissed at me afterwards for like recording it.
Oh really?
And laughing. Because he thought I was laughing at him because his plan didn't go he planned it. He thought I was making fun of him when I was cracking him and I was like, no one's making fun of you, dude.
Yeah. Well, you already did. And it was like I was a psychopath or something.
What?
Remember? You brought in this, like, questionnaire. And you're like, do this, what are you thinking about? And I was like, a green screwdriver or something.
I did that?
Yeah. When? When you were in like psychology in high school or something.
Oh, geez, I don't remember. I don't remember. I smoked too much weed.
Fuck, I know. It's like fucking hotboxing up there all the time. I'm like, damn.
Not all the time. Just the one cloud. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Bad memory. Anyways.
Aliens?
Huh?
Aliens?
Do you think you saw an alien?
No, alien? Aliens? No.
They're real.
No, what do you want to talk about? What were you going to say?
I was going to say we should probably end it here.
All right.
Call it. I felt like good. It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, let's talk about aliens next time.
Okay. Aliens.
All right.
Next hot topic. And then see if there's another attempt on Trump's assassination.
Fuck, dude. You bet it's probably going to happen.
Dude. Keep going. That's crazy. That's history, though.
Well, yeah.
That's going to make it in like.
Everybody's like, you know where you were at?
I don't.
I was like, yeah, I was at Duarte's Mexican restaurant.
I was
eating tacos.
I was at home watching my kid with the fishing pole.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Till next time, folks.
Till next time.
More bullshit.
Cue the music. Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.